say is I thought obviously Delonte hit that big shot, but he played a solid basketball game the whole game. He hit some other shots, other big shots in stretches when they made runs. And then Ben was huge for us. I thought Ben was huge in the first half and especially in the second half down the stretch.
Coach, a lot of the big shots that West hit were from each corner, and that comes from the rotation of the ball out of the traps. And in game three, it seemed like that was an issue for you, but you corrected it. Was it just quicker ball movement out of that trap?
Well, you know, the same thing. In game three, we weren't aggressive at all. We did not attack the rim. On top of not being aggressive, we turned the ball over. And, you know, it's going to be hard to have 23 turnovers and give up 30 points because they were bad turnovers off those turnovers and then expect to win. Tonight, we got a little lucky because we had the turnovers, but what happened, we had 18 offensive rebounds for 20 second chance points. So that balanced it out. We have to continue to find a way to not turn the ball over against this team, especially the bad turnovers that we had that lead to a ton of points for them.
Mike, could you talk about how important the three-point shooting was, because it looked like LeBron was being a little tentative with the foul trouble going into the paint.
Well, I mean, he couldn't go anywhere. Once he had the ball, once he got past the double team, or if it was an ISO, he got past his guy. That's why Delonte's shot was open. That's why Gibb had some open looks. Gibb missed an open look from the three-point line that could have put us up maybe 5-6 with about a minute to go. And our guys are going to get those looks because Washington is shrinking the floor. They're shrinking the floor early, and all eyes are on LeBron. And if that's the case, we got to have guys step up and knock shots down like Delonte did and like Gibb did. And LeBron's going to find you. If he doesn't find you, our team has shown that they're good enough, like we said earlier, to make that swing for the open shot. But that's going to be big for us in this next game.
Coach, LeBron took a couple shots from really far out in the first half. Was that by design to try and get the defense out to him a little bit? Because he did, I think he hit one or two of them. They were really far out.
I mean, you're going to have to ask him. I got a big playbook, but none of them says pull up from 45 feet. A guy that I learned a lot from, Bernie Bickerstaff, he says sometimes you can't overcoach people. And he's a guy that's capable of hitting those. And so I kind of stay out of his way unless he gets going too much. And then we say, hey, you got to be aggressive with the basketball. But during that stretch, he hit one. He got fouled on one. And it created a lead for us.
Mike, can you talk about how you guys were able to dominate the glass? I mean, was it something that you really told the team to really attack the glass? Because you seem to get every loose part of the rebound, especially there late in the third quarter.
Well, the one thing that they do is they go small at times. And when they go small, for the most part, we don't like to chase guys' matchups or lineups. So, we try to stay big. And I thought all of our bigs tonight were active on the glass. We're a very good offensive rebounding team. Very, very, very good offensive rebounding team. And our aggressiveness to the basketball tonight helped us win the game in that area.
Coach, I was going to ask what your thought was on that last possession that Washington had. I think we all assumed the ball was going to find itself in Gilbert's hands. What was your message to your guys before they went for that?
No fouls. Try to stay attached to bodies and then just make them take a tough shot. And you always go back and forth. I'm not a guy that likes to foul at the end of the game. I trust my defense. I trust my guys. And so, I'd rather them take a difficult shot at the end of the game and contest it without fouling and get the rebound than to foul.
You were comfortable with Delonte there on Gilbert for the final.
Yeah, again, you're not going to stop Gilbert. He made some terrific shots down the stretch. But Delonte did a nice job just trying to work the basketball and then contesting without fouling on that last shot.
Coach, can you talk about what kind of momentum this will give you all going back to Cleveland?
Well, our crowd is terrific, and hopefully we'll be able to, play well using their energy to help us out on both ends of the floor. But, momentum doesn't matter. If we turn the ball over and we do some, and we're not aggressive, then it can hurt us. And we've talked about it before. The series is not over until somebody wins four games. And nobody has won four games yet. Whether we're up or down right now, we got to take this next game like it's our last.
Mike, last year against Detroit, LeBron was criticized for giving up the ball to Daniel Marshall in the corner. Talk about how he just kind of tunes out all that talk and still tries to make that play at the end.
You know, that's why he's a great player, you know, and when you have a great player like that, that just trusts the teammates, you know, it helps it with that bond or that chemistry that everybody's looking for. LeBron drove the basketball, and he got double teamed. Not only did he get double teamed, everybody came like that to the paint, and he made the basketball play, which was the right play in his mind. And Devontae had a wide open look, and you know, if you lose a game off of that, hey, we had a great look. We need to quit turning the ball over, and we need to do some things better down the stretch to get a win. But you can't beat that look at all.
Mike, was there any talk of looking for Devontae, or was that just LeBron doing that on his own?
The only talk was to get the ball to LeBron, and he can figure it out from there.
The irony that the deciding game here, same spot on the floor a couple years ago, Damon Jones, similar play. They try to trap LeBron. He makes a pass. I think Larry passes in the corner. Damon hits the shot. Damon's series, almost the same spot.
It's about trusting your teammates. We know he knows he's going to get, again, double-teamed, and everybody's going to shrink that floor. And if he drives and kicks, be ready to lock and load and knock that shot down. If somebody closes to you, that means somebody else is open. When you commit two to the ball like that and more guys to the ball, somebody will be open. You got to get that ball moving. I thought tonight we did a nice job with that. The guys knocked that shot down.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.